The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We hope you are weather aware, because we are, because we will not be at Twin Peaks tomorrow in Kennesaw. As Mike said, we'll be back up there at another time, but we want to make sure everybody's safe. Hey, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! It is good to have you listening. Our man Tinker's out here hanging out with us. A couple of your friends as well, Mike.
Yeah, man. Carasillo's over here, man, living a life of leisure. This guy hasn't had a job in a year, but he's loving life. Hasselhoff's over here. Johnny Mathis in the back. What's up, superstar? What's up, playboy? Yeah, man, everybody's having a good time. So come on down and join the party at Twin Peaks.
All right, guys. We're going to get into some of these Terry Fontenot comments. If you missed Alex Anthopoulos, we just got an update on the Braves, which is good. Spring training about 5 or so weeks away. Pitchers and catchers reporting, and we were just talking amongst ourselves, Turtle and Mike and I, Big O's back at the studio, we did learn, and I say this, about this fifth starter situation, Mike. I always tell you guys, like, what the starter situation is at the beginning of the season is not what it's going to be at the end. That's my experience of covering baseball, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't matter.
Right.
And so with losing Max Fried and Charlie Morton, okay, so where are we going? And Alex Anthopoulos said, well, there's a couple of guys that are going to, you know, compete for this. But, dude,
well, remember,
Ian Anderson's got a blank or get off the pot.
We thought Ian Anderson was going to be ready to go at the end of August last year. Remember that?
Yep.
And
remember,
I kept asking, well, he's playing in Gwinnett. He's actually having, you know, some good, some bad, up and down. He never made it to the roster last year. Grant Holmes certainly looks great. You know, eastbound and down, right? Our own Kenny Powers.
That's right.
So that'll be basically your fifth spot. Now, I would love to have seen him do more in the winter league. I should say during the winter in the hot stove league, but it just wasn't really forthcoming. They were never going to re-sign Max Fried for the money that the Yankees gave him. We knew that, and now we know we're not going to exactly expect to see Acuna and Strider when they break camp in Northport. So, a lot of question marks is going to be the skipper's last year. You know?
Yeah, no doubt, man. We'll talk more about it as we get closer. But good stuff from Alex to kind of fill in the blanks. Let's talk about our other general manager. And that is Terry Fontenot. Anything jump out to you in the comments today as we've been discussing?
Look, I've been going round and round with the audience about it, because the thing he said, which the audience is taking as gospel, is that Kirk Cousins is going to be our backup.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Guys, he's not going to be here. And I get it. It's a $40 million cap hit now, and it's $25 million next year. And, yes, you could argue that, well, wouldn't it be better to have a good, sturdy backup, and even if you do have to pay him $45 million?
No.
That's not how it's going to work, guys. We've gone round and round on this. I had another guy just tell me, well, Russell Wilson, they didn't want Russell Wilson ever. But they still would have taken a trade for him. Nobody would trade for him. He had a better season than Kirk Cousins. No one is trading for Kirk Cousins because no one even knows what the hell happened to Kirk Cousins. I mean, we love the guy. The wheels fell off, and now we're stuck. So, yes, I mean, if we're going to have the world's most expensive backup quarterback, I guess that is an option. But I just think at the end of the day, they'll find some way to get him off the roster. But the hit is the hit. There's really no way to get around it, Carl.
So let's hear from Terry Fontenot. Big O talking about, you know, the comment that Mike's mentioning, comfortable with Cousins as a backup. I think it was not the phrasing he wanted. That's my guess. When he was asked about it later in the press conference, he said, look, we were comfortable with making the decision to go get him. I don't think, you know, obviously we're comfortable with what this is, but he didn't say that. Here's what he did say.
Yes, so, you know, when we gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed, so when you do that, you expect to get high-level quarterback play for two seasons. We understand that didn't happen. Nobody's was happy to make the switch at that time, and we wanted to, again, to get that high-level quarterback play for two seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier. And yet we're the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're eighth in the league. That's what we had planned for, where Kirk is the starter. He's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. He's handled himself extremely well through the entire process from start to finish, from when he came in the building. And, you know, in these adverse situations, that's when you show your true character. Kirk's a great man, and he's been great support for Mike, a great teammate, great support for everybody in the building. So we're very comfortable moving forward with him as the backup.
So, okay. So Kirk's going to play in the preseason games. You're going to showcase him, and then somebody gets hurt, and a team trades for Kirk. A team trades with us, they take on that salary, guys. That's the rub. If you want Kirk Cousins, you wait for us to get rid of him. And Kirk, Terry was never going to say, yeah, guys, we're going to cut Kirk Cousins. No, he's presenting this at almost like you're marketing a car or whatever. You know, it is what it is, guys. I'm telling you right now, Kirk Cousins will not be on this roster in week one. And you want to keep your receipts on me? Knock yourself out. You feel different?
No. I just feel like this is a situation where it's also okay to say we took a big swing. And we missed. And it's no fault of Terry's. I said this.
Right.
The fact that Kirk Cousins fell apart and failed this football team the way he did over that five-week period is not on Terry Fontenot. Terry Fontenot's job was to bring in a guy who could potentially play and get it done for you.
Now, we could debate whether the logic of if you love a certain player so much and he showed in a small sample size that he looks like he belongs in the NFL and Michael Penix Jr., to just have the faith in your scouts, take him and allocate that money to the defense, which came back to bite us in so many games this year. But again, that's water under the bridge.
It is.
I would have said if I was Terry, look, when we were 6-3 and certainly in the driver's seat, that we in a million years would not have foreseen Kirk Cousins' fall from grace.
Well, I just
feel respectful of Kirk, but it is what it is.
I just feel like you can say we took a swing and we missed and we're
right.
Moving on.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay. Like, everybody knows it. But to your point about, like, this is some secret and, like, nobody around the league talks and, like, all of a sudden we're going to pull the wool over some GM's eyes.
Right.
It's not happening. Trust me on this.
Right. No one even knows what happened. We still here in Atlanta, and Carl talks to more guys than I do. We talk to everybody. Nobody knows what the hell happened to Kirk Cousins. It can't be physical because it has to be on the injury report, and then it's some kind of psychological thing.
They said today, and this is something else that Terry Fontenot said, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we're going to play more of this as we continue this hour because I think it's important. We told you it's an important press conference because we needed to hear answers. I will tell you, Terry did take blame. There was accountability. I accept that. As a fan, I'm like, cool. All I want to know now is where we're going and how we get better, and there's a lot of evaluating that's going on. But to the Cousins thing, he said he was healthy today. Asked numerous times in succession, Mike.
Right.
Was Cousins, was he hurt? No, he was not hurt. You're telling us he was healthy? Yes, he was healthy. Okay, so that takes that off the table. I always tell you guys this, and you don't have to believe it or not, but when the team tells you that, right, because if they lied and it comes out later, then we'll kill him. But the fact is,
right,
they're telling us he was healthy. So I have to accept that and say that is what they're telling us. They are in the know. They know more than we do. Great. He's healthy. So what the hell happened? That I do not know.
Shout out real quick to our own Joe Patrick, by the way, who was the one
who
that asked and then pressed repeatedly on Terry to try to get that answer. So
good call.
By Joe.
Yeah, good call, Turtle. And there was a lot of that today. All right, Big O, real quick, I want you to play, if you would, Terry talking about the cap situation, because this is the other part, and I've been arguing with Turtle, and, you know, we go at it. He's the executive producer of this show. We argue all the time. But I've been saying you can't look at this as like it's not a big deal. When you take money off the table, if I took money out of your bank account and said you can't touch that,
right?
You can't spend that money even though you're like, well, you know what, I just bought that new car, and it's like, oh, it's just like me paying for this new car. You can't substitute that thing. So here's what he said about the cap situation. And somebody said, does this feel like Matt Ryan all over again? Here's his answer.
Well that's what we planned for. You know, completely different situations, but I know Kirk's the backup now, but we plan to have that cap allocation at that position with him as the starter. And so now it's been flipped, and now he's the backup. And obviously, Mike is the starter now, but we believe we're going to get high-level quarterback play. So completely different situations, I would say, Allison, but we're comfortable where we are, and now we have to make sure that we can be creative and find ways to build this team the right way.
Mike, allocation and production are two different things. Allocation is, I have budgeted for this.
Right.
But what production are you getting for the money you're spending? You're not getting anything if, in fact, he is your backup, which I'm still reluctant to believe that that is ultimately going to happen. We can talk about allocation, but nobody in the National Football League has a $40 million backup quarterback.
Right. So what he's going to say is when we side Cousins – you know, even though we never knew, you guys never knew I was going to draft Penix, is the quarterback position as a whole is $45 million plus the rookie deal for Penix. And that's what we've allocated. Okay. And that's top 10 for
right.
eighth.
That's right.
So, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I think there's some CPAs out there going, right on, Terry. You know, but it's at the end of the day, it just doesn't wash. That's why, as I said a million times, it was the stupidest freaking thing a general manager has ever done in this league, and everyone outside of 285 understands it. If you love Penix, you move up to get him, you make him your guy, and you spend that money on the defense that can't get the quarterback on the ground. So here we are, but that's true. Technically, if Michael Penix plays like a Pro Bowler, he would be worth $45 million, considering the top quarterbacks are getting 55 to 60. How's that?
It's fine. Meanwhile, you show me another bench guy that's making that money.